Hi, let's do one on Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D, Andrews, A-N-D-R-E-W-S. Date of birth is 12-12-51. Today is 1-29-26. This is a 73-year-old gentleman currently on hospice. No, patient was seen today for face-to-face evaluation period. Patient is currently in his second benefit period ending in 2/13/2026 period. This face-to-face evaluation will be shared with my hospice, with the hospice medical director period. This 73-year-old gentleman is currently on hospice with history of COPD. Patient has had tremendous weight loss, over 15 pounds. His MAC has dropped down to 22 centimeter. He also suffers from hypertension, CVA, right-sided weakness, atrial fibrillation, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, decreased appetite, severe debility. This puts him at a PPS score of 40%, period. He has bouts of confusion. Patient has pulmonary hypertension with right-sided heart failure with slight pedal edema, period. Patient has had a history of atrial fibrillation, which causes further his shortness of breath. His shortness of breath puts him at NYHA class 4 with shortness of breath at rest and with any kind of activity, period. He has multiple back surgeries in the past and has a history of chronic pain, period. His speech is somewhat difficult because of dysarthric speech related to his stroke and right-sided weakness, period. Patient uses his albuterol at least 4 to 6 times a day. His Symbicort at least twice a day on a regular basis, period. He has provider that sees him on a regular basis to help with his ADLs, as was mentioned, period. He has severe muscle wasting and debility with decline both mentally and physically, period. Oxygen saturation is around 88% on room air. He has oxygen available, but he chooses not to use it unless he gets really short of breath in quotation, period. His blood pressure today was 130 over 90 with a pulse of 100, period. Overall prognosis remains poor for this gentleman given natural progression of his disease. He most likely has less than 6 months to live and is hospice appropriate, continues to be hospice appropriate. Thank you.